The Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting for the first day of confirmation hearings on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. President Trump nominated Barrett to the bench late last month following the death of longtime liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, launching what is expected to be one of the quickest and most bitter confirmation fights in Supreme Court history. Let's bring in NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson for more. Hi, Carrie.
Hi there.
So committee chair Senator Lindsey Graham opened the hearings this morning by defending Republicans' rush to confirm Barrett just 22 days before the presidential election. Here's Senator Graham.
The bottom line is Justice Ginsburg, when asked about this several years ago, said that a president serves for 4 years, not three. There's nothing unconstitutional about this process.
Gary, this is the first time hearings have begun in the middle of early voting for the next president. Give us an overview of what's happening today.
What we're hearing today, Tanya, is opening statements from each of the lawmakers, and the day is going to conclude with the introductions of the nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, by two senators from Indiana, former president or leader of the Notre Dame Law School, and then Judge Barrett herself will talk. So far, though, we've been in a bit of a tug of war between Republicans who insist it's the president's constitutional prerogative to appoint a justice this late in the presidential election year, and Democrats who are decrying this rush to judgment, as they say, as the nation is gripped by the COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Democrats have tried to paint Judge Barrett as an enemy of the Affordable Care Act. Here's Senator Dianne Feinstein, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee.
Judge Barrett, you've been critical of Chief Justice Roberts for his 5-4 opinion upholding the law, stating that Roberts, quote, pushed the Affordable Care Act beyond its plausible meaning to save the statute, end quote. This well could mean that if Judge Barrett is confirmed, Americans stand to lose the benefits that the ACA provides.
You alluded to this, but Carrie, how did Democrats present their case today?
Tanya, early and often, virtually every Democratic lawmaker included as part of their opening remarks an image of one of their constituents, a big photo on a poster board talking about men, women, and children who needed health care for some reason or other and whose health care, they say, would be at risk if Judge Barrett gets confirmed on the Supreme Court. You know, the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear just a week after the election yet another challenge to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. And because Amy Barrett has written some derogatory things in the past about different legal challenges and reasoning by Chief Justice John Roberts, Democrats are arguing that could mean the heart of the law is at risk.
In her opening statement, which was obtained by NPR, Judge Barrett writes that, quote, policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches elected by and accountable to the people. The public should not expect courts to do so, and courts should not try. With the little bit of time I have left with you, how does this contradict with what President Trump has said in nominating Barrett to the court?
Well, a couple of things. One is that he, during the campaign and later, said that he would appoint justices to the court who would overturn the landmark abortion rights precedent, Roe v. Wade. And a second thing is that President Trump has said repeatedly that he's committed to overturning or getting rid of the Affordable Care Act, that Obamacare law. That has complicated matters or will complicate matters for Amy Coney Barrett and her confirmation, especially as lawmakers begin to start questioning her, in-depth questioning, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
Okay. And how long are they? And what's next?
What's next is that we're going to have extended questions and answers. And then day 4, Thursday, will be lots of witnesses for and against the nominee, Judge Barrett.
That's NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. As always, thank you.
My pleasure.